You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, Rachel, if you could just catch us up for people that haven't heard what the story is, what's going on here with the libraries?
So, the University of Auckland is conducting a library and learning services review at the moment. And part of that review process involves the Creative Arts and Industries libraries, which is the Fine Arts Library, the Music and Dance Library, and the Architecture Libraries. And all of those are really special collections, and they're housed on the campuses next to the studios where those students have, for example, at Elam, where they have their fine arts studios, and same with architecture, and then where the music studios are as well. And so part of this library and learning services review is that those libraries are proposed to be closed and their collections be blended and put into the general library. And the collection that doesn't fit into the general library space will be taken to off-site storage out on Tāmaki. And we as students and recent graduates and friends of the university, friends of the libraries, we are saying that this is not okay. These are specialist creative arts institutions and they need their specialist libraries in the same way that a science department needs its laboratories. These are our laboratories, and we don't function as other arts degrees in a broader spectrum of university do. We need our specialist spaces in the same way that we need our studio spaces, because we need to be able to use it like a crucible, basically, where all of our community comes together, including community that extends beyond the university. So we get a lot of returning, particularly at the Fine Arts Library, which is my particular focus as an Elam graduate and also a part of the community there. We get lots of people coming in from outside of Elam, so international artists and researchers, local artists and researchers, people from the art history department use this as their main port of research as well. So it really has a broad community attached to it, and we are arguing that the university, A, doesn't understand the significance of these library spaces, plus their collection for these communities, and what it means to be having these library spaces for us is much more than just having an accessible collection. It's having a place of community, which is vital to the longevity and the criticality and the creativity of these practices. We need our community spaces. And we're also arguing, the second thing we're arguing, is that the university has had no transparent consultation with students throughout this process. So there's been no consultation with students, basically. And we're arguing that we need an official channel of consultation. Just this week, because of all the student push that's been happening over the mid-semester break, which has just completed, and that was when they announced these closures publicly, there's been lots of student rallying, lots of student and alumni coming together and sending in unofficial submissions to the university saying, you know, this isn't good enough, you've got to consult with your students, you can't close these spaces. And now we're asking for the university to give us an official channel so that we can be part of this conversation, because this affects, it affects us almost as much as it affects the staff that are losing their jobs. We're losing our creative space, we're losing those staff members that are the kaitiaki of the taonga in that space. And it's really, really important that we are included in this properly.
Cool. And so there was all this, obviously there was a whole lot of outcry basically when this happened. It sort of came out of nowhere. I know students that I've spoken to were all just like really caught off guard about it. And as you said, not a lot of, zero consultation with students, potentially one faculty member on the review board, is that?
Well, from what we understand from the review documents that we've seen, is that there was a very, very minor consultation. There was a survey that went out last year to all of the Kai faculties that wasn't well publicised, that is also, we're arguing that's an invalid way of trying to contact our demographics as well, because they do know as a faculty how we study to a certain extent. They understand that, and they should understand that we don't respond to online surveys very well. We're a very tactile and a very face-to-face group of disciplines across the creative arts, and so we need actual kōrero and actual face-to-face conversations. A survey isn't good enough, and having one student representative speak to staff about it isn't good enough either. And in regards to that as well, one architecture student was potentially spoken to. Same with music. There was no representation from the Elam School of Fine Arts and none from dance, to my knowledge.
Yeah, and we'll get onto that that no fine arts student in just a second. So obviously there's huge outcry. There's a lot of coverage in the media. RNZ was writing about how they're potentially going to be burning books. I wrote a thing for the spin-off. There's been a lot of coverage in the Herald the last couple of days. And so the response that has come from the university so far seems a bit limp, well, frankly speaking. So there was a Q&A for fine arts students on Tuesday. So what happened there?
So after a lot of pushing from students and through Save Fine Arts, which was a Save Fine Arts Library, which is a group that is loosely formed around this issue, and also AUSA have now picked this up as well. AUSA are broadly doing Save Our Libraries, which is encompassing all of the Kai libraries plus Tāmaki campus and Epsom campus libraries, which are closing as well. And that they're sort of bringing all of these different campaigns together. But Save Fine Arts Libraries, we have been directly contacting as many members of the review panel as we can, plus the Vice Chancellor and any other significant members at the university who we think should be aware of this. We've been contacting those people and saying, we need to be part of this consultation process. This isn't good enough. And after lots of pushing, they set up these Q&A sessions. Which, first of all, we aren't sure if they're proposing that that is our consultation avenue now, or if that's just a question and answer session where we get to speak to the head of the Dean of Creative Arts and Industries, the head of the Library and Learning Services Review, and also the head of the Kai Libraries. We got to speak to them, but it's very unclear to us as students if that is a consultation process or if that is just a Q&A session, which is what we believe it was billed as. And we're also arguing that it's not good enough to give that to us this late in the process, because official submissions from staff are due on the 30th of April. We're arguing that we need to be consulted on this properly, because this isn't an employment issue solely, which is how they've been saying students can't be part of this process, because it's an employment issue and it could jeopardize the union's position in this, which I understand, I totally understand. But what we're countering with that is that this isn't just an employment issue. This can be separated. This goes way beyond that singular part of it. This is an issue about our facilities as a university and our ability to support our students and to allow creative practices to flourish in an academic context.
So anyway, we have these Q&As. The Elam one was on Tuesday. We had the architecture yesterday, and now there's this meeting happening today. What's that?
So we're having a kōrero in the Fine Arts Library today from 11 till 2 p.m. and that is organised by us as a community to speak to our community and from our community about what this library, our Fine Arts Library, means to us and the community that attaches to that library, what it means to have a designated space for fine arts research, what it means to have the education provider that we fall under, the University of Auckland, jeopardising that space, because that's a really big deal. It sends a message to students that they don't care about us. It sends a message to us in the creative arts and industries that our research doesn't matter. In Texas, they had the University of Texas had a very similar situation where their fine arts library was under threat. Their students and the staff and the community rallied around it, and they eventually turned it around. They got the university to listen to them, to speak to them, to have transparent consultation, and ultimately came up with a proposal that suited everybody to the best that it could have. And the Fine Arts Library in their institution was able to be saved. But one of the things that they were saying is that, you know, if you take away our books, you tell us our research doesn't matter. And that is something that students feel very deeply about. And that's something that the community beyond Elam and beyond the art school and beyond the art history department here feel really strongly about. You know, this is a taonga for the whole country, and it extends way beyond what the university is implying it does at this stage. We want an official channel as students to be able to speak on an issue that directly affects our studying. And Q&A sessions aren't good enough. We need to have actual consultation processes that mean that what we're saying isn't just being passed on to someone else to think about, but what we're saying is going directly onto the table. It's going directly into the conversation. That's what's important to us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.